It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, a review we live in time, which feels like it's made by Richard Curtis, but is actually directed by John Crawley, who gave us Brooklyn. The movie stars Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh as a couple who spend a decade getting to know each other, acknowledging each other's occupations and goals, and even having a little girl in the process. It's told in a non-linear storyline written brilliantly by Nick Payne, who allows us to see the humor and pathos balance without us missing the first part of the film. As an A24 release, We Live in Time has more courage than some of the allegedly passionate Netflix romances we've been getting lately, like Lonely Planet, for example. It has two leading lovers played authentically by Garfield and Pugh, an emotional aspect that delivers, and its comic relief side never condescends anyone or anything. They have sincere conflicts and passion, and the movie allows us to digest on what's been going on with these two people over the course of a decade. This is quite the charmer, 3.5 stars. Recapping the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs up for Smile 2, thumbs up for The Apprentice, thumbs down for Lonely Planet, thumbs way up for Exhibiting Forgiveness, and thumbs way up for We Live in Time. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back with reviews of more new movies, including Venom The Last Dance with Tom Hardy, back as both Eddie Brock and his alien counterpart Venom, and also Conclave, with Ralph Fiennes dealing with the corruption during the election of a new pope. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.